Ladies and gentlemen, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Novus International, Thad Simons. Well, it's a very special day in the history of Novus, and we wanted to invite people who are here from the beginning. So we have Joe Privett and his wife Marge sitting over here. He was the founding president and CEO of Novus when we came as a company on June 6, 1991. So we're almost celebrating our birthday this week as well in terms of 18 years. I guess we're becoming adults this week. We're in a new adult environment and a very contemporary building, yes. But I think it's one that really was built to create an atmosphere of teamwork. And that was, for us, I think, the most important thing, to bring us all into one place where there would be the opportunity of collaboration and communication and also managing cost. We had three C's at that beginning. Cost was always a fundamental part of that, and staying within a budget and working with Clayco, that was a very important part, as they know very well, always very much looking in terms of managing to a cost and managing to a budget. But it was also very important to establish the culture and the communication parts of what we were trying to do. This investment would not be possible without the support of our parent companies. And we have here today representatives of Mitsui, both Mitsui USA in New York and Mitsui from Tokyo, and also from Nippon Soda, our other parent company. And their support since 1991 has really been what's allowed us to grow as an organization and to continue to grow in terms of an organization and supporting this kind of investment in Missouri. I also want to thank the Ms. Martinez and the Department of Economic Development for the support they gave to us when we chose to make this investment here. And that support was very much appreciated in terms of our expansion. I also want to thank the governor for taking the time to come to make a special dash back from Washington to be here just in time for us. It was very meaningful for us, and it's very, I'm sure, very meaningful to everyone that you were able to join us today. Our theme today, as you've seen, is Sustainable Culture, Global Vision. And I take you back to the Novus vision statement, which we developed, I think, in, Joe, was in 1992, probably. It was very early when we established the Novus vision. And that vision has stayed with us. It's stayed true to us as a company ever since then. A vision starts out by saying, it's the Novus vision to help feed the world affordable, wholesome food. We added a bit to it, and a higher quality of life. And as I think in terms of the world's issues today, food security is a huge issue. We have 6.5 billion people in the world. 1 billion of them don't have food, adequate food. And if we look in terms of by 2050, there'll be 9 billion people in the world. And where will all the food come from? So we can't just simply be taking more from the land. There isn't that much land more to take. There isn't that much water more to take. So what Novus does is try through its science and research, and especially working with its customers all around the world, try to bring the techniques and the products and the technologies which will allow more efficient production. We have to become more efficient in the use of our raw materials, of our water, of our land. And these are the things that really set us apart, I believe. The other part of it has to do with our core values as an organization. And again, these core values have been in place for all of our history. The first is to maximize long-term customer satisfaction. The second is provide products with demonstrable value. Third is act with integrity. Fourth, protect our employees, the public, and the environment. And fifth, seek excellence from all employees. So you see, the first two were already looking in terms of technology and products and customers, and looking in terms of how we could work with customers to achieve our vision. And the last three were really around our employees and our community and the environment. They're really how we are going to perform as people working together in a culture and a community, and how we're going to work in the communities in which we live. And this is very important to us. Those of you who have been on the tour have heard about some of our outreach programs with the universities and students. We have programs that are in Missouri with colleges. We have programs all around the world. And those are very important to us, and that's just as important to us as achieving the quality of this building. We knew that we were going to outgrow our facilities in Maryville, where we'd been many years our corporate headquarters. And it took, I always think in terms of this building, the issue is not so much the cost, it's really a question of the time and planning. And I think really it's Don Vondrisca's leadership in terms of bringing together this kind of a planning, this kind of a team. They may say it was my vision, but it certainly wasn't my planning. It's Don and Ed and Judith and the other people who were really working every day, working with Clayco and Forum. It was that planning, the most important part of achieving this level. I never thought we'd get to Platinum. Never. 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 And I always encouraged them, but I could never imagine it could ever really happen. And I think it's very important, not just for those of us who work here in St. Louis, or now in St. Charles. So even for those of us who work here in St. Charles, it's very important to all of our employees around the world. We bring customers and university people from all over the world to this facility. And they see, yes, they see there's a lot of investment. And they can question that, are our products too expensive? But I think if you quickly bring them back to how the value to them, the value that comes from the research here, and the value that comes from the opportunity they have. I've seen it most recently in China. We've been selling in China for several years. And I think in the past 2 years, in working with the programs there and working closely with the students in universities, the reputation and the outreach and actually having students coming through here as interns has made a huge difference. So there is an ROI. There's a return on investment. All of these kinds of programs to be sustainable have to start from an economic foundation. So everything we did in this building had to have an economic return, or we wouldn't do it. And that was Don's job, always be balancing off that economic return against our other goals of culture and communication.